This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And once again, man, we have teamed up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm to put new coats on kids that need them this season. And this is more important probably than ever in 2020. We cannot have kids getting sick because they don't have the right coats. All it takes is a $20 donation, man. That puts a brand new coat on a Washington State child in need. But whatever you got, any donation will help. Please make that happen. We got to keep these kids warm. Our goal is to raise $35,000. That'll get about over 1,700 coats on kids.
And shout out to the Rockaholics. In just one day, we already raised over $1,000, which is a great start.
Yeah.
People like Michael Coker, $100 donation.
Thank you, Michael.
Somebody anonymously donated $500.
Thank you, Annie.
That's right. And shout out to the 69 crew member. I think the first of the bunch, David LeBlanc.
Nice.
Welcome to the 69 Club.
Nice.
Thanks to Tom as well and Christian, all donating money to help out these kids that need coats.
Do what you can. Any little bit helps. And if you can share on your socials, some of your friends could help out too. Again, man, we want to get coats on these kids that need them this holiday season. You want more info about coats for kids? You want to make a donation? Go to KISW.com today.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter. Seconds on the clock. You're going down, and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs, and we've made it. It's Friday!
It's Friday!
Hey, that Danny kid is jumping.
Whoa!
He is. Good.
Happy Friday, everyone!
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I hope you can do something. I don't know what, but do something.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, whatever I do today, I'm going to wear a mask.
All right. Good on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then.
Yeah. Well, nice, and it's, nice not for, it's not for the pandemic. It's just to save people from looking at me.
Aw.
Yeah.
The streets of Seattle, thank you.
Yeah. The people have been asking me for to wear a mask for a long time now, so I finally decided to comply.
All right. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Jerry in Port Orchard. Jerry, are you there?
Hello, this is Travis.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll get Travis on there.
Oh, is it Jerry?
Yeah.
You want Jerry? Oh, sorry. You know what, Travis? You're the wrong guy. So I'm gonna do this here. I got to go over here, and I've got to do this. Jerry's on line two.
Oh, okay.
He wrote Jerry for both names.
Right. Oh, dang it.
All right. Oh, is that what happened? Oh, okay. Jerry, is that you?
Jerry, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! All right, we got to
Jerry. Okay. Okay. I thought it was me for a minute.
No, that was me. I'm sorry about that.
Good job, buddy.
All right, get out of here.
I feel bad for Travis.
Yeah. Well, Travis calls a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, he does? All right.
Tell him, you know what? He's a great guy.
Travis, you're a great guy.
Okay, cool.
That works. For those playing at home, Jerry will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jerry, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The curved path of a celestial object or spacecraft around a star, planet, or moon is known as what?
Orbit.
Yes. The Village People have the 1979 hit song In the What?
In the Navy.
Yes. How many states share a border with Oregon?
3.
No.
4.
Yes.
2.
What is the process of joining the male and female sex cells of a plant called?
Mitosis.
No.
Pass.
Who played the Mad Hatter in the 2010 movie Alice in Wonderland?
Johnny Depp.
Yes. Algebra is a branch of which field of study?
Mathematics.
Yes. What sex symbol was found dead in her L.A. home in 1962?
Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. Collectively, celery with peanut butter and raisins is called ants on a what?
Ants on a log.
Yes. What was Fred's pet's name on the Flintstones?
Dino.
Yes. Nigeria is located on which continent?
Africa.
Yes. What is the process of joining the male and female sex cells of a plant called?
Mitosis. I don't know.
All right. Well, 9 out of 10.
9 correct. It's a tough one.
Why is it a tough one?
That question.
Oh, you don't know it.
Yeah. I don't know if I know it. I don't think I do.
Oh, well, don't say anything.
All right, I shall not say anything. Because now Steve's in the room, I will.
No, don't say anything now.
Here's a clue, Steve. I couldn't get the answer.
Okay. So, that's a pretty great clue there.
It's the kind of clue you like.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
The curved path of a celestial object or a spacecraft around a star, planet, or moon is known as what?
Galaxy?
No.
The Milky Way?
No.
Galaxy.
The Millennium Falcon?
No. The Village People had the 1979 hit song In the What?
Navy.
Yes. Navy. How many states share a border with Oregon?
That would be 4.
Yes. What is the process of joining the male and female sex cells of a plant called?
An orgy.
No.
Yeah, baby.
Photosynthesis?
No.
Birds and the bees?
No. Well, who played the Mad Hatter in the 2010 movie Alice in Wonderland?
Jim Carrey?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Johnny Depp.
What?
Johnny Depp.
Yes.
He said it.
Algebra is a branch of what
Math.
Field of study? Yes. What sex symbol was found in her L.A. home in 1962?
Ooh, Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Yes.
Figured. Collectively, celery with peanut butter and raisins is called ants on a what?
Log.
Yes. What was Fred's pet's name on the Flintstones?
Dino.
Yes. Nigeria is located on which continent?
Africa.
Yes. And Steve, you get 8 correct. And you lose.
Woo!
9-8.
Damn it, Jerry. Good job, Jerry. You know what?
You.
We all get rewarded with this.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy. Hang on the line, Jerry. We'll tell you what you have to do.
Because we don't know what you want.
Yep.
The curved path of a celestial object around a planet or whatever is called orbit.
Yeah.
Oh, the orbit around it.
No, that makes sense.
Nice going.
Yeah. And BJ, you didn't know if you knew this one or not. Both Jerry and Steve had a chance to guess.
I would guess photosynthesis.
No, that was already said.
Yeah. Oh, it was said.
It was said.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Then hybridize? Hybriding?
No.
Pollination.
Yes. Which when you said the birds and the bees.
Oh, my God.
Once I said that and the way you reacted, I'm like, damn it, it's pollination.
Would you tell me the question again?
No, don't do it.
What is the process of joining the male and female sex cells of a plant called?
Oh, that's pollination.
They pollinate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, I'm an idiot. I should know that, and I apparently forgot that.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's like, as soon as I said it, I realized I'm a moron.
Yeah.
It's such an easy gimme question.
That one I didn't save space for. No. I had to keep a Star Trek episode in there, probably.
Congratulations to Jerry on beating Steve.
That's what happens. You know what it was? The Enemy Within. In order to remember that episode name, I had to forget pollination.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's how it works in my brain. I had to make space somewhere. There's a video spreading online of a security footage of a 10-year-old girl scaring away a possible home invader by screaming and telling him to get out of here. She was in the car waiting for her mom when she saw the intruder approaching the house. So then she followed her stepdad's instructions to just yell if a situation like that were ever to happen.
Yeah, I'd run if I was anyone.
Oh, she's got a great voice for that.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got that, like, high-pitched, blood-curdling scream.
That's
man,
cool.
That's the thing that's like, when you have all these surveillance cameras now, man, that would freak me out if you weren't home and you get, like, a motion thing going on and you see somebody outside your house. Like with like the ring cams and all that kind of stuff. Could you imagine that?
That's why I don't know if they're helpful or not to my psyche.
Well, it's I think just, they're helpful because then at least you can like contact the authorities, or I think they all have speakers, so you could act like as if like I'm on my way. At least maybe I could scare somebody off.
That's true. That's the positive. You're absolutely right. In my psyche, I would feel so invaded. Like maybe if somebody was just messing around and they just walked by and decided to leave, maybe I'd feel better not knowing that. I don't want to know that anybody's near my house when I'm not home.
My friend has I don't know if it's a Ring doorbell, but he has cameras all around his house. Mm-hmm. And they woke up one morning to notifications, and he thought it was just going to be a raccoon or something. And it turns out some guy was creeping around their house at like 2 a.m., walked into their backyard, unlocked the gate, and was kind of like scoping out their house.
Whoa.
And they were on high alert for a good like 3-4 months. Like his wife didn't want to stay at home.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just one of those things of like, I don't know. He never came back. That's the weird thing too.
So
so you'd rather, I don't know if I'd want to be ignorant to knowing that somebody might have been like checking out my house. I think I would like to know.
I would think so too. And they did submit his picture or like the video to the cops in case like, hey, if you see this guy, but
I'd have, like, print a picture of that and put it right by the door and just says like, we're on to you.
Yeah.
To maybe like scare that person off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. I, Danny, that's the perfect scenario. Like, I would have been ignorant and blissful not knowing that that dude was ever there.
I wonder if anyone's had that happen that listens to us. That'd be interesting just to hear, like, if somebody was like, oh, yeah, I saw something and I was able to, like, you know, reach out to them through the speaker or call a neighbor or somebody to come and stop whatever was going to happen or just – like one person says, I remember noticing something. It was the best part about home security, watching Vicky fall down her stairs.
That was the other side of that. It was the best video I've ever seen.
Yeah, this really is a double-edged sword. It's very bittersweet.
Somebody says, I don't know the name of the system, but there's a surveillance camera system that's used through Wi-Fi, and you can actually chain them together with your neighbors. So through the internet, you have 4 houses in a 6-block radius, and you have all your surveillance cameras on one channel.
Ooh.
Well, it's like we have like the surveillance camera. It's like called an outlet for our child. You know, in her room, and it's all through Wi-Fi as well. And so, like, my mother-in-law has the app on hers as well. So it's kind of funny that, like, she could watch and check up on Tatum as she's sleeping while in the comfort of her own home, which is nice because, you know, with everything that's going on, at least she gets to see her grandchild, granted, in a sleep state, but still gets to see her on a daily basis.
That is really cool. I was telling my wife about what you got. And that technology is just amazing because when, you know, when Joey and Sarah were younger, about 30 some odd years ago, that we had speakers. We could put a speaker in the room, but there was no way to actually watch your kid sleep. And because of the night vision camera, you could see her even though her room's completely dark. That's pretty amazing.
Plain as day. And then, like, you know, she farts, you hear it, and it's hilarious. Or, like, sometimes she just talks to herself in her sleep. And, like, I just will sit there and just smile the whole time. It's super fun.
It's actually kind of one of the best parts of the morning. It's like when I hear his phone go off, I'm like, oh, is she awake?
Yeah.
And it's just fun to watch her just kind of babble.
Like, the minute I get here and work, I turn on my phone and I just have it on, like, right in front of the computer. So while I'm show prepping, I'm watching Tatum sleep. It's pretty funny.
And then she sticks her butt up in the air.
That's kind of cool, if you're, especially if you're a person that's away from those, you know, you want to catch those moments, but for whatever you read, you know, how cool is that? Especially if you can do that for long distance situations.
Check it out right now. She's asleep.
That is really awesome.
Just living the good life.
I just thought of folks in the military that could use that, you know? That's really cool. Because you're looking at it right now and you're not home. So if you were like deployed or somewhere and you had access, you could see your little kid every day.
And we could play How Quickly Can I Piss My Wife Off? I just turn on the speaker and wake her up. Like, wake up!
Oh, you could even talk to
I'm not doing that. We're about to go into the weekend and I want to have a good weekend.
Sure. Yeah. Can you show me which button does that?
No.
Sure. I just asking for a friend.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
They're wild, rapid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. So, listen, you know, you think your voice needs to be heard right now. We are the place to call.
But do remember, whatever you're saying, Steve has a rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I said, hey, guys, did you hear about the dude that died from taking a hallucinogenic? Crazy.
I got the story right here, and it's weird because he was a porn star, and his name is Nacho Vidal, and he's from Spain. He's been in over 1,500 films. And
Nacho Vidal?
Nacho Vidal.
What does Vidal mean?
It says here he was just arrested after a year-long investigation into a fashion photographer's death, and because he was moonlighting as a shaman. So Nacho himself, I don't think, is dead, but somebody he was involved with is.
How about that?
Yeah, that's it.
So he was porn star slash shaman?
Yeah, that's what it is.
What a career.
And I have to tell you something, because I have been involved with legitimate shamans who, unfortunately, Diego, my shaman in Peru, he passed away recently. But you can't mess around with stuff. You have to have somebody that really is committed to the spiritual path of this and also really studies the plant. And it doesn't seem like Nacho was that kind of guy. Because moonlighting as a shaman, I don't think there should be any shaman moonlighters. This should be your full-time thing. And he held this spiritual ritual for the guy.
Banging people in the day, tripping people out during the nights. I'm Nacho Vidal.
And so he had him smoking dehydrated venom from an endangered toad. The venom has psychedelic effects, but it can also cause increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, and seizures.
What the hell?
This photographer died during the ritual.
Wait, so all those, like, you know, remember back in the day to say you lick a toad and you can trip out?
Yeah.
And so that's legit?
That makes sense, because if you're somehow licking the whatever venom residue off of a toad, if that's why you were able to lick a toad in the first place, it's the venom. And Nacho's lawyer says they believe the death was accidental. And again, you got to be so careful when you do anything like this. I mean, when I did research before I took this trip to Peru, and I trusted the people that took me. I trusted the people that were hired to, you know, be our travel correspondents to get us to, if you want to, whatever, facilitators to get us to Peru. The shaman in Peru was very well known, had, you know, Facebook page, all this stuff out there. You know, he was very transparent, and the rituals were so well done. I mean, they interviewed us, asked us about our history with, you know, any kind of stuff.
They weren't messing around. This wasn't like a party drug kind of a thing.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, some people actually had to get a little bit more of a dosage because they weren't given enough to even experience anything because, you know, the folks that we were with were really extra cautious. And then you've got Nacho Vidal, who obviously is the other end of that. You got to be careful if you're going to do anything like this. You really, really are. I mean, that's just horrible that this poor man's not with us anymore because of, you know, somebody just being a jerk as opposed to being responsible.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you really, like you said, you got to do the research. Like, I don't know, man. If someone said, hey, I know this guy, he's a porn star, but, you know, when he has some downtime, he'll also, you know, help people get high through frogs.
Yeah.
I might say, you know what, I'm gonna shop around. Nacho sounds like a good dude and all, but I think I'm going to shop around.
You know, Steve, it's a tough thing, man, because we just, you know, we expect people to have some level of intelligence. And then, you know, where's the line that we have to protect people from themselves? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. You know, we struggle with that in the world all the time. You just assume, like, do you deserve to be here if you're that stupid, you know, about certain things? But, you know,
I would never want someone like not to be here because they're stupid. But man, oh man, come on, do your little research.
See, that's the thing. I look at it like if you're doing anything that could cause somebody death, you're the one that's got to be super accountable. You know, you just
for sure.
You can't play in that arena. You know, you just can't.
There's no different though. Like if like, you know, you got someone super inebriated at your place and they leave and drive and something bad happens, you could be in trouble for that.
Oh, believe me, I've lost a friendship because of that.
Well, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, and to this day, I'm not too sure the person really has ever, and the person involved has never apologized for putting me in that position.
Well, you also were trying to get him to lick a frog. I mean, come on.
It was more than just lick a frog. I also had some tea, and I also had a couple of drops of a certain thing. I'm a professional.
No,
because as you know, I'm a male porn star, so of course I know about how to regulate your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, alcohol can definitely affect a lot of friendships because some people just aren't really being very responsible.
It was a beating. I mean, it was really like, wow, I'm going to have a zero tolerance policy with this situation for the very reason you said that. And there are some people
that were not happy with me for the decision that I made. And so, and you know, Steve, I'm like, this is a no-brainer. You understand the world we live in. It, like you said, if somebody causes problems because they had beverages at my home, I am responsible for that. You get that, right? And, come on. You know, which, by the way, this brings up a really interesting point, because a lot of people go, I don't understand why you have to give me a branding message. How long have we all known that drunk driving is a really bad thing? Like,
right.
For the longest time, we've known this. There's nobody you could go up to and say, drunk driving's okay. We realize it shouldn't be done. And yet, it's done all the time.
Well, dude, I was just reading a thing that said that, I got to now try and find it, but it was about pregnant women. And there's a good number of younger pregnant women that have no idea that drinking is bad while pregnant. And it's just like, you know, you just assume, okay, everybody knows that's a stupid thing to do.
They don't.
But 26% of young adults between the age of 18 and 25 are unaware that women should not drink alcohol during pregnancy.
I think now you understand why.
And it's like, what? Come on.
This is why we have to repeat certain messages over and over again in society. Because, yes, you might be smart enough that you think you get it, but not everybody is. It's unfortunate, but that's how it is. Therefore, until further notice, we will tell everybody how to wash their hair. We will tell everybody that Black Lives Matter. We will tell everybody you shouldn't drink and drive, and you shouldn't drink when you have a baby. I wish that it wasn't that way, but the proof is right there. Some people just don't get it, and I'm sorry, they don't, but they don't, so we have to keep repeating messages. It's just that simple.
Flip side, going back to licking toads, apparently, Mike Tyson's big into the toad drug, according to one person. He said every podcast he talks about it, from Marty and Yelm.
Look, I know people like Mike Tyson.
Hallucinating with Mike Tyson seems like a really interesting idea.
No, I don't think I could lose an ear or more.
I don't think he's going to just like have like a weird flashback and think you're Evander Holyfield.
Okay, so are you willing to bet anything on the fact that Mike Tyson's not going to lose it while licking toads? I don't know if I could really bet my life on this.
I'm willing to take the chance.
Okay, good. I'm going to ask that you just record it.
I feel like at some point, like, we would just disappear and you guys will find us like outside just petting pigeons. Yeah.
Okay. I listen, you're probably right, but I feel like it's just the reward's not worth the risk for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you would make it weird. Like, you'd probably be like, don't bite my ear. Oh, you know, I'm not Evander Holyfield, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, don't do anything that's, you know, yeah. I mean, look, I just feel like a guy like Mike Tyson, just got to be careful with how he alters his mind, is all I'm saying. Because, you know what I mean? He's done a lot of work to get himself stable. He just needs to not to do, you got to be careful, is all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, man. If things get weird, I'll be like, yo, Mike, let's go outside and pet some pigeons.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206.
421 Rock, text us at 77999.
Somebody needs our advice via text.
All right, maybe we got it.
It's funny because it kind of falls. I wonder if this was inspired by the whole conversation about in-laws moving in too close to somebody because they said, hey, help. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law just found out where me and the family are going for our once a year vacation. And they invited themselves to join in. They've already booked their hotels, and they want to be I just wanted it to be my wife and our kids. They've ruined the vacation before it's even started. Am I overreacting? By the way, I don't get along with either of them. Why? You don't do that.
Here's the problem. Yeah, you've got to really, again, understand boundaries and respect boundaries. And unfortunately, when it comes to dudes, because we don't communicate a whole lot, they may not know how much he doesn't really want to be around him, and he doesn't probably vocalize that a whole lot. Or even if they do, they go, well, he says nothing, we don't care.
But why would you think if someone's planning a once a year vacation that they would want you to join in as well?
There are people that think that, well, you love family, don't you? We all love family. We all want to be together. They don't get that people don't always want to be together with you. They just don't understand that. They just can't fathom that.
I couldn't even imagine that. Like, I would hope that someone in my family, if they said, oh, that's a cool vacation you're going on, we would think maybe if it's at all issue, tell us. But, you know, would it be cool if we came along? And just be reasonable if they say, no, this is just for me, my wife, and my kids.
So what is the wife saying? See, the thing is, you know, here's what I know, and I'm going to say this to all the women out there listening, because you know how intuitive you are. You know how intelligent you are. You know how you're good at details. There's no way the wife does not know that this bothers him, even if he doesn't say anything. Mm-hmm. Women are really, really good at that. Science has proven with the brain work that we've seen that women are just better at this stuff, knowing what's up. And so she probably needs to stand up for her man. She's got to get up there and go, look, this is his time. We will find a time where all of us can go be together. But right now, it's just us. That's her job because it's her family.
And then hope that they got insurance on their flights. Because if they already booked everything.
Yeah.
That's first, I like this guy's mentality. Just change your vacation to another place or date and don't tell them.
Well, there is that is a guy's way of doing it.
Yeah.
It really is.
Or get a different hotel very far from where they're staying for this vacation. Like if it's in Hawaii, go to the other side of the island. And just be like, oh, our bad.
Yeah, we had the place wouldn't let us be there. We had to go pick another place.
And our place somehow is not allowing anyone actually has reservations and they're all booked, so you can't come in.
I would just tell my wife, guess what? Have a good time. I'll stay at the house. No problem. This will be a great vacation for me. I'll have the house to myself. I'll go hang with my buddies. You go take the kids and be there with your mom and your sister and have a great time. I would do that. I would say that to my wife in a heartbeat. That's what I would do. Honey, I'm not going, but you go have a good time.
Well, it's like when we planned our vacation last year to visit my parents, we had a long enough, luckily we're fortunate that we had a long enough time that we were able to enjoy several days with them and then went to Disney World. So it was like, let's do the family vacation, which can be stressful and exhausting, and then we'll reward ourselves with Mickey.
Yeah. Mickey. All I can think about is Mickey while I'm sitting here listening to my parents.
Oh,
Mickey.
Pretty much. Dude, there were some moments where we were like, both of us were like, okay, we're going to see Mickey and Goofy next week. You're good. Don't worry. They're waiting for us.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Someone just said, what's your thoughts on Iron Man 4? I just saw the trailer yesterday from Joe in Port Orchard. Is there another Iron Man coming out?
No, there isn't. You probably either saw a fan video or saw the rumor that Iron Man may be in the Black Widow movie, but Robert Downey Jr. has already said that he's not going to be doing Iron Man anymore, but there will be some sort of appearance. I'm guessing it might be a picture or maybe a shot from a previous movie.
So he hasn't negotiated at all with Marvel to do some more stuff.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
He said he's been done.
He's been done. Okay. Yeah, because it would have to be a flashback thing because he, spoiler alert, he did.
Well, spoiler alert, she did too.
Yeah.
You guys.
Sorry. You know, you saw
I'm
the movie, right?
I did.
Okay, so we're spoiling a movie you've seen, but because you fall asleep all the time, we are telling you something brand new.
Everyone dies. It's great.
Everyone dies at some point.
But this thing says back in October, Robert Downey Jr. confirmed that Iron Man 4 is actually happening.
I haven't seen it.
But then he revealed a few days later. Doesn't have any. This whole thing is confusing.
Yeah, that's why we kind of don't read the internets anymore. It's the sad thing about, here's the sad thing about Facebook and the internet. People post stories sometimes not even realizing they're 3-4 years old sometimes. Or you'll see a Facebook post for some reason is something somebody said 3 days ago and now I'm finally seeing it. I don't know why.
Can we throw a PSA out there speaking of like just putting out wrong stuff?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Steve Miggs with a public service announcement.
I swear it's every day I'm seeing this now on Facebook. If someone dies, can you just do yourself a favor and click on the link of the story you're about to share? And most news stories and websites put the date of when this story came out.
Yes, they do.
And just make sure that person died today or recently as opposed to 6-7 years ago on this date. But then you put it on your web, on your Facebook, like as if it just happened.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen so many times, and it's just like, oh my gosh, can you believe this guy died? I'm devastated. And I click on the link, and he died in 2014. I'm like, you're that devastated.
You're really
dead for 6 years.
6 years you didn't even know.
Right.
So how devastated were you really?
But then the problem is their friends comment, oh my gosh, that's awful news. And then they're sharing it, and it spreads like crazy. It's like all of a sudden a guy that died 6 years ago is on everyone's Facebook feed.
It's that misery loves company, because you're right, Steve. If it really meant that much to all of them, they would have known the day that it happened, or at least around the day that it happened. So it's oxymoronic if you ask me. I am so upset. No, you're not, because you didn't care when it really happened.
Well, and also it's just like, I don't know. I always find it funny, though, because you click on then that link, and then there's always going to be that one person that goes, he died 6 years ago.
Yeah.
One time somebody actually tried to, like, most of the time people will be like, oh, my bad, LOL, or whatever dumb thing they say. And but one person says, yeah, and I'm still upset about it. I'm like, you're going all in on the lie.
Yeah, you surely are.
You're going all in.
You're not upset about it.
Right.
You really aren't. No, you're just upset, and you're just picking something to be upset about rather than being honest with yourself that you're just miserable.
There's pie on your face. You're like, no, there's no pie on my face.
No. I really was upset about this. No, you're just looking for misery. And that's the thing. People just love misery. I know, because I'm the misery lover, man. And you got to face it.
The misery lover.
I am. I mean, it's kind of what I talked about in the video I did with Grace that's up there about my therapeutic journey. I'm the misery lover, and I had to face that because I would swear it wasn't me. And a Facebook post like that, Steve, is completely the reason. You know, you see that I was so broken up when I found this out. It's like, you couldn't have meant that much to you because it was 7 years ago the person died and you didn't even know.
Do you think it's misery loving or attention seeking?
Well, misery loving.
You're kind of like you're chasing the likes.
Narcissism doesn't always mean it's a positive thing in your life. Like, a lot of people think narcissists are like, I'm great, aren't you? I'm great. I'm greater than you. I'm greater than everybody. But narcissism has this dark side where you love attention from a miserable standpoint. Like, I am the worst. My life's the worst. Everything's the worst. That's also narcissism, too. So I think you're right, Steve. Attention's tied to it.
So this is breaking news, guys. Robin Williams just died, and I'm devastated.
Oh, what?
Some people are texting in about their issues with their in-laws. One person says, I have a problem with my in-laws. They always just walk in without notice whenever they're close by or want to stop by. Yeah, you got to text ahead of time.
That's something that was from their generation that's gone. That just doesn't happen anymore. You know, I forget the name of the comic that does a great bit about that, the difference between now and then. Nobody does that anymore. You can't. I've got a friend that at least texts me and says, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. What do you think? And even then, I still get mad at him going, you know, dude, it's late. What are you doing? Don't even bother me. And I feel bad now that I can't let you come to the house. But you just don't do it anymore. You got to give people notice.
Another person, in-laws, they walk in without notice whenever they're close by. One time, I just got out of the shower, and as I was walking naked to the laundry room, I found my mother-in-law in the kitchen. She stopped by without notice to drop off a bunch of crap we didn't even need.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's the penthouse forum we don't want.
Yeah. It's not your house, and it's not just your child's place anymore. It's a completely different thing. How do parents not get that? It's just cluelessness to me.
Yeah, I would say cluelessness is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, it really, really is. And that's where you need me in your life.
No.
You do, because I talk to the parent peers that I have, and when they're stupid, I tell them they're stupid. I go, look, I got news for you. You're an idiot. I don't know if you know. No one else is going to tell you, but you're an idiot for thinking the way you think. Someone's got to tell people that.
Somebody wanted to know if we heard about this whole virtual babysitting thing and what we thought about it.
Yeah, it's a startup called Sitterstream, and I have to say it's pretty genius. I never thought you could get kids to sit still in front of a screen for this virtual teaching that a lot of schools are trying to get done. But the kids are actually sitting in front of a computer screen and paying attention to their teacher and their lessons. It's actually happening.
Well, you see a lot of kids that are just like face deep in their iPad.
Yeah,
I'm sure Danny deals with that.
Oh yeah.
And so,
not Danny's kid, just Danny himself. He's face deep in his iPad
all the time.
Yeah. All the time, yeah. Which is why we're going to get a sitter for Danny. It's Sitterstream, and they're giving parents who need a break during the coronavirus quarantine a virtual daycare service. I think this is a brilliant idea. Parents can book a sitter on video chat for either 30 minutes or 1 hour, and it includes age-appropriate arts, crafts, music, even dancing. And the session costs you $15 a half hour, $22 an hour. I would spend $22 to get an hour. Like,
just a little free time?
Oh, man, would I do that. Cause,
do they offer like a little side hustle, maybe like sitter stream after dark to satisfy the...
Okay,
there's two types of people.
You know, you really
them.
Can't mix those worlds together.
That's why it's after dark.
No, you really can't. You got to call it something else, and you got to have it in a whole new building.
Babysitter stream.
No, you can't really. This is Stephanie. She's the one that actually launched this whole thing.
This thought came into my head, like, how amazing would it be for a virtual babysitter to come up on my screen while I would exercise, so I didn't have to invite someone into my home to watch my child for 45 minutes. We are all about those mini moments in your day when you need some extra help, when you want to take that work call, when you want to go take a shower, when you want to prep dinner.
God, you need to patent this if you can. I don't know how you can. I can hear Mr. Wonderful going, is there a patent on this? Then anybody can do this. But I think it's a great idea. And here's a couple talking about using SitterStream.
We need to be able to have somebody handle the kids for a little while we get a little work done or even just get dinner made.
They are engaged in a different and more playful way.
It's a big deal for us to be able to have that and know that the kids are entertained and they're getting something out of it, as opposed to just sitting in front of the TV. We're not in a position at all where we can have people coming into the house because we can't control who people are in contact with.
I don't know if I like that idea. Most of my fun time in life was sitting in front of the TV while I was being babysat growing up. I loved it. I don't know if I'd go for that idea.
What if the kid just gets up and walks away? What's the hell? What are they going to do?
Yeah. That's actually in the FAQ. Yeah. Yeah.
Come back.
It kind of is. Yeah.
Kid's like, I'm out of here. What are they going to do about
this
it?
This is going to hurt my 5-star rating.
Yeah. Get back here, child.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and when costs. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.